So here I am with Maura Garhi. Maura has been with U2000. How did you come by U2000, first of all?
Okay, well, I'm 23 now, Connor, and at the age of 16, my school chaplain approached me with a flyer for a Youth 2000 retreat that was happening in Ennis in County Clare. Long story short, at that time, my faith, if you like, was very much routine, and mum and dad, like a lot of young Irish Catholics perhaps, I went to Mass regularly. I went to Mass every Sunday. I was active in my parish, but I didn't really have a relationship with God. And when I was in junior cert year, just before attending that retreat, I suppose I was going through a difficult time, struggling with bereavement in particular. And I was starting to notice that the world maybe wasn't as happy a place as I would like to think. So my idea and my knowledge of God as a loving father was starting to be questioned as I realised the reality of the world in which we live. And because I didn't have a relationship, instead of going to God with this, I just kind of shut the door, and that was that. So when I was in transition year and I was 16, my school chaplain handed me this flyer for this Youth 2000 retreat. I'd never heard of Youth 2000, and the only reason I went was because I thought it would be a weekend away from home. And I convinced a friend to go along, and I thought, sure, look, I've nothing to lose. If I had known it was going to be happy clappy, we were going to be talking about God, I probably wouldn't have been as eager to go. But when I went on that weekend retreat, so from the Friday to the Sunday, I was really blown away by the witness of the other young people. I saw that they were normal. I saw that they had a joy that I was longing for. I wasn't finding it in a nightclub in Lahinch. I wasn't finding it in mixing from different groups of friends at school. But I realised that actually God was someone who, firstly, yes, existed. Yes, he did love me. And thirdly, he was someone that I could go to when life got a little bit difficult. So I started to open up over that weekend. And that weekend, as cringy and as horrible as it sounds, it actually was a life-changing experience, and I've never looked back. And from that moment right up until today, I suppose I very much try, and as much as I can do, share my faith with other young people, not to push it down people's throat, not to be a Bible basher, but because I know I wish someone had told me what I heard that weekend a lot sooner than me waiting until I was 16 to go away on a retreat to hear it. So that's, I suppose, why I'm engaged in ministry since then.
That decision to get involved in your faith and to begin that dialogue, if you like, with the Lord, and to open your heart and your mind up, that's led to an interesting choice, isn't it, really? So where are you at today?
Okay, well, from the age of 16 right up to here, there's been a lot of different doors opened. At the minute, just in the last number of months, I actually have moved to Galway, and I now work with Galway Diocese as the Youth Ministry Director. And before that, I was leading a retreat team for U2000, so we were going around to secondary schools, and I graduated in May of 2012 from Maynooth. So I suppose why I feel any of that is important, I think it's a real testimony that if God wants you someplace, he will remove any blocks and he'll just open the doors, because in my own mind, it makes no sense at the age of 23 to be trying to do the work that I do. But I definitely know that God certainly prepares those who he called, those who he calls and continues to call, because I don't have all the experience, I don't have all the answers, but I'm definitely open to responding to that invitation from the Lord and doing my best for him.
But you're wise before your years.
Well, now, if my mum and dad were sitting here with me, I don't know what they say that. Let's just say, before I really came to know the Lord, I wouldn't have certainly been as wise. But I think I have a lot of very wise friends. And the great thing about walking with the Lord and trying to live that out daily is that I think he brings you to where you need to be. And I feel very blessed that at the age of 16, I did have such a positive experience of faith. But like everyone else, I continue to struggle every day, and I continue to do things that I'm not proud of, but I do continually try to strive to be the person that God has created me to be.